Well, if you want me to start the ball, for academic standards, you have a proposal on physical education. And I had a question on fiscal impact. If you or staff had any additional information on that.
And Mindy?
We did not attach any funding to it. So it's, you know, viewed as something that could be implemented and it wouldn't cost anything, but it would cost, of course, time. However, students are currently spending their time, they would have to spend one less quarter taking this. What can you guys just didn't put it in your bill? Why is that? What was your reasoning for that?
Well, first, academic rigor for the body, physical education, support those concepts and others, but the thought was we've added quite a bit to the curriculum and standards over the past few years, and not opposed concepts there, but let's get in practice what we're doing right now, take a good hard look at that, and as we're measuring outcomes, wanting to provide as much in the elective area as we can as well for choices for students. Mm-hmm. So it was a bit of a dilemma, seeing the need, mm-hmm. but the concern about wanting to provide as many choices as we can too for students, but also it would be deemed to have a fiscal impact, and I would assume that the state would have to book something for putting in standards, and so those would have been the concerns. We didn't actually formally hear at this in the budget division, but the reason it didn't make it would be for those reasons.
Whose bill was it?
Senator Tomasoni, who's carried it in the past.
Okay. We had Representative Ward, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes Representative Ward so well.
Whatever he proposes goes.
Yeah, we are for it, yes.
Because he speaks so passionately about it. I don't know if you ever met Representative Ward in the Brainerd area.
I've seen him, and he's passionate.
Oh, he gets up there, and he's very passionate when he speaks. He's just a great guy.
Yeah. And I said 1/4 credit. It's actually 1/2. How mm-hmm. about the Minnesota American Indians having the in the regular review cycle for the standards, including something like that, like many other states do? Did you even discuss that issue? We had that as an amendment. But it came forward in a bill that Representative Clark had.
Listen, I'll have to check with staff. Senator Pappas had some legislation on the American Indian and for reviewing it. And so the concept, it's not in our bill, as you see, but for the Senate, it's separately, is supported. And so I'm sure this is something that...
So it's a separate bill out on the floor then, or...?
It's 1991.
We passed it last week.
Okay.
So
1791.
And...
It came off the calendar today.
Okay. Oh, okay. So there's something, some similarity there.
So has the Senate come up with any policy yet on what you're going to do with things that went to the floor?
It would be used in conference committee as a way of showing a Senate position. So if there's a comparability.
So we can use them in the, because was it Saturday or before? Senator Clark didn't seem certain about that, but now you've decided
they can. We can't sign off in work group, but the intent would be to frame issues where there is the common denominator.
Oh,
and this being an example where would feel comfortable.
Good. Okay. Because that one, this really doesn't seem like it would cost anything or do anything, because they'd be spending the time and money to review the standards anyway, and then they could just factor that discussion in at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to go back on the physical education, and again, the concepts, the testimony's been very favorable. It's just what I had outlined on, electives and fiscal impact. But prior to us starting, we mentioned whether there's any ways where people can get credit now for some of the activities that they're involved in, whether it's in high school athletics, for, you know, partial credit. And I wasn't sure if there's anything that right now where they can translate credit for experience, but Senator Saltzman actually earlier in one of our meetings discussed that. So
we had an amendment to that effect, didn't we? And it seems to me that the people, the Heart Association or someone, objected to it. And I thought I don't know if it was polled or if we voted it down. I can't even remember.
I think it was, I don't know if you voted on it, but I know that discussion was brought forth on that. And then I think the discussion went beyond that of perhaps using the State High School League, like they have the forensics and the plays, et cetera, where we could probably at one time look at the colleges require 1 year of a visual or performing arts for admission, or 1 year of culture. Mm-hmm. And this would be a possibility as well, for as long as we're bringing the FIED into the mix of possibly looking at that. And I know that discussion was brought up once before, but we haven't gone any place with that.
Was that a floor amendment?
This one was
an attempt.
Oh yeah,
I don't remember. That's concept. What I can't remember.
Yeah,
You're talking now about the FIED one.
Yes.
Yeah. We remember it I remember it being discussed in committee, mm-hmm. and Bud does too.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a floor amendment. I know that. But whether we can't remember if we voted it down in committee, or if it was just discussed and the amendment was not offered. But either way, it didn't make it out of our committee, but we did discuss it, that very topic.
Okay. How about foreign languages?
That's something that appears to be in all of our bills, mm-hmm. something the governor's put forward, the Senate has put forward, and we have put forward. And that's obviously tied in with the money discussion, so it's hard to have that discussion with only policy, but this includes language for the full-time coordinator and responsibilities and reporting back. But to me, mm-hmm. that if we have money for it, it seems to me that would be a useful thing to do. If we don't have money for it, then it's not a useful thing to discuss.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Senate had nothing in regards to?
We had money for Mandarin Chinese.
Okay, same as we had one,
Section
too.
28, yeah. And that was supported by the governor. Governor's proposal as well, and the immersion programs, looking at the effectiveness of that. So $250,000 each year.
Yeah. And we had five pilots. Three were to be K-8. Mm-hmm. One was to be Mandarin, and one was to be Indigenous Native languages. Mm-hmm. And then we called for this coordinator, but we didn't fund it. And the department says it's really a big, 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 big responsibility. We really need to fund it if we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the money issue, there's language and some funds here, but we have to get those targets.
But it sounds like this one is home free if we have the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the same with, it sounds like you've passed the Minnesota American Indian stuff. The FIED, it doesn't sound like you're too agreeable to, is that right?
Right.
And then there's just career and technical, and then standards reporting, I guess.
And I might note on the, it's not a standard per se, the curriculum impact for the family life, sexuality. Yeah, I noticed you had language there as well in Section 16. And
so the comprehensive sex education, how do you feel about that?
Well, the policy committee was supportive, and the... language isn't here. Part of the testimony was that districts are allowed to provide programs now.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of need, that was illustrated as well. So I don't think there was much opposition from a policy standpoint. I don't believe there's a fiscal note that you have attached or for funds, or if the department indicated if there'd be any impact.
We did not hear from them. Maybe we could ask, since I see the commissioner and it's Noble here, if they have any information on a fiscal note. Do you want to ask them?
Oh, yeah. I think they're getting up, so we'll find out.
They heard us.
Okay.
Okay. But concepts there and getting a lot of continued feedback there. Mm-hmm. And Representative Greiley, you mentioned the career and technical education, and we do have that in our proposal.
To be able to use it for science, math, or art credits?
Yes.
You have that one, too. And is that in the omnibus bill, or is that separate, too?
No, it's in our omnibus bill, and that was Senator Stump's proposal.
To that, we're changing the math standard, and we're changing the math standard already in 2010, I believe, for the graduate, 2015, where we're moving Algebra 1 from, I think it's... state law now to eighth grade, and Algebra 2 is going to be a requirement. Also, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that we're also requiring one of the physical sciences to be one of the graduation requirements. So, in other words, they have to take either physics or chemistry to graduate. When I'm looking at this, when we get into the math area, well, the arts is a possibility as well. I think that with the career and technical, don't we right now, it's a requirement for local school districts to allow to have at least 1 year?
Do we have at least 1 year? Career
and tech. I think it's one of the local standards you have to do.
It's a good answer. I want to point for the record that Senator Rummel's proposal and supported by Senator Stump, but Senator
okay.
Rummel.
Oh, it's Senator Rummel's bill and supported by
Yeah, it says, the way I had written it down, school districts must establish elective standards for vocational and technical education, one credit already. And that is a local standard, and I'm wondering how this would free it up. I see what you're doing, and I don't mind it. I mean, I don't know how Mindy stands on it, but Representative Granling, but... yeah.
I supported this too, so okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not,
Well, it looks like there's agreement. Then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that one is we can.
Gives us more flexibility, and I like that wherever you give more flexibility for the school districts. See, right now, the problem that we're having is if you look at the graduation requirements that we have right now, and. If you look at the average school district has 6 period days, right? So that allows them to get 24 credits. And we look at the language arts is already taken 4 by state law. Math is 3, science is 3, social studies is 3.5, and the arts have 1. So that gives us 14.5 credits. Now when we look at the college requirements also come in for admission into college, and they already have 2 years of foreign language. And then they have that 1 year that I referred to as visual the arts. So that's 16.5 credits. We have 17.5 credits left. If we do the FIED, we're down to 7 credits left. Now, we require the school districts to do 2 more. So we're down to 5. And so when you look at your electives, what you got left, say if a student wants to take band or choir, 1 year now is required, right? So, but most of the students don't take 1 year band and choir to take sophomore, junior, and senior year.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with foreign language. Most of your students don't take just 2 years of foreign language. You take 4. If they do the band and choir and foreign language, they have no electives left. So, I mean, we're really putting them back in them into it. So it's something that I like the flexibility that you just brought forth for that reason.
And although we, passed the FIED, we had the same discussions, with about time and... as soon as you start adding one thing, then it's hard to get something.
Well, it was a dilemma that we faced too, and
Because we don't have anything in there for the computers. I mean, and I've got 4 children; 3 of them have computer degrees. They're all working in computers, And it seems like there's a, my son just started United Health today. He was working with Ng. It's his first day in the cities today, so he's driving back and forth to St. Cloud. But there's a, just a demand within that area. And, you know, we don't even have that as one of the requirements. We don't have the industrial arts. We don't have the career. We don't have the ag. We don't have the woodworking. We don't have auto mechanics. We don't have any of those. At the same time, we don't allow the students to take an extra English class. I mean, my favorite class to teach in high school is linguistics. So there's not room for that anymore because there's just not enough electives for those that want to pursue, even at the high school level, an area of which they really like. But it's all that said.
Did you have the rules language in your Rummel bill as well, directing the commissioner to adopt rules as recommended by for career and technical as recommended by the department?
I don't believe so. That's it. In my side by side, it doesn't show that.
Okay.
If we see that,
I know you didn't have any money for it, but
no,
you don't even didn't even include the language then. In the House, it's Article 7, Section 3, and in the Senate, it's Section 3.
I don't think it wasn't part of, specifically part of Senator Rummel's bill, but is it something that...
Well, it was recommended by the department to have rules,
yeah.
And they basically had these almost done, but they wanted to run it through rulemaking. You have it in your bill?
Okay.
And, of course, all these things that we're earmarking, we're just making note of the fact where there's agreement. We aren't cutting any deals, obviously, because we're
right.
A work group. And then the last one is the standards reporting. And this was a floor amendment for the House by Jim Abler, Article 2, Section 7, from the House language on page R9.
Mm-hmm.
It directs the school boards to annually describe at a local public meeting student achievement in those subject areas for which locally developed standards and assessments apply, to get a little more visibility for local standards at the local level. I think he was also trying to highlight the fact that all standards don't have to be state, right?
Right.
Was there any opposition expressed on that?
You know, like in the we have so many controversial amendments.
Oh, yeah.
And when we had this bill, you know, it was like 10 hours or something. So when you got one that really didn't do any harm,
mm-hmm. It made it.
We focused on the ones that did. Grace, are you, Ms. Schwab, are you?
Sure, okay.
Madam Chairman and members, Grace Schwab with the Minnesota School Boards Association. We do have some concerns about this provision that was added. As we read the language, it's not only would be FIED and health and art, but it would also be social studies, anything that does not have a statewide assessment, if you look at the line 93.31, for which statewide assessments are not developed. They have to be done in a separate meeting with evidence presented. I'm not sure what evidence they were looking for and how many of these meetings were envisioned to have in the outcome of the meetings. This is information on the report card. There's different ways that we try to relate this to parents in our communities. So since we didn't have a hearing, maybe we have a better idea of what you're looking for with this position.
Even if it didn't include social studies, if it were just PE, art, or health, art and health, what would be your position on that, even if the wording were cleaned up so that it did not include social studies?
Our concern, once again, is holding a separate, if you read the language, you have to have a separate public meeting to cover for this purpose of presenting evidence that these have been achieved. So it's not a separate report. It's not. It's just a very different way to look at it. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
My concern, of course, is that we will see these locally or things that don't have statewide assessments really trying to be brought forward as graduation requirements. And that number Representative Heigerken alluded to will grow and grow until there is no choice for families and students. So if we had a better feeling for if that wasn't the direction you wanted to head in, we would appreciate that being made clear.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Thank you. All right.
more.
I have nothing more.
Yeah, in that area for, you know, standards, curriculum, impact, that would be focus. And I believe, too, we were going to talk a little bit about the high school expectations for IB programs, concurrent enrollment.
About that.
I think in Section 8, just under the concept of high school rigor and the money that you have in, and Section 8 for IB programs, we have fairly similar language. I don't know if staff's done an exact comparison or not.
The only difference between the two languages is that the House language includes pre-advanced AP in a couple of lines. Other than that, they're the same. Like right here, they have pre-advanced placement.
Okay.
The House includes pre-advanced, and the Senate doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like a big difference.
No.
And you all supported, did you have college in the schools in there too?
Yeah, did you have the concurrent?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, you're in Section 34, and we have concurrent enrollment funding and best practices section. So there's support. I think the funding commitment is different, but nonetheless support.
Mm-hmm. And obviously that's a priority for the governor as well. So.
Yes.
Hopefully he's helping get us some money for these things.
And then 21st century high schools. Did you have a definition of that? And I saw the item, but was there any narrative in Article 2 that I missed?
I don't know if we had narrative or not, but we just kind of wanted our own name because we were kind of, the governor had 3 R's and then he had 4 mm-hmm. R's, and we just thought we'd think up a new name altogether. But we included a lot of the same things. And it's just our name. We're willing to negotiate on the name.
And I think one of the big pieces there in that 21st century was a career and tech degree.
Yes.
That's a very, very important piece. And I know Senator Stump helped to get that, I think, the first funding for that a couple mm-hmm. years ago in conference committee. Him and I worked together on that. And it's been a very successful piece. And thank you for doing it.
Sure. Well, we thought everybody doesn't go on to a college or a university, some go to technical colleges.
Right.
And
yeah.
So we shouldn't just all in one breath focus on one.
And with that, you know, there was the Statesman came out, the last one that you got, State News.
Mm-hmm.
They've got analysis to compare the states, Minnesota, with the rest of the Midwest. The one area in which they were behind was with the career and vocational.
Really?
The issue that we're addressing right here, that we do a good job of preparing the student for college. We showed up well there. But when it comes to a working job, we do very poorly.
Hmm.
And this will address that.
Help is on the way.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we're rated 38th out of the states or something in that area.
So that's very important.
Yeah.
And we also had, let's see, what else did we have in there? Different times we had different things, but I think we included our school support staff initiative under there sometimes when we had groupings for that. Do you remember what else we had under the 21st century high schools? I don't even have my notebook here, so. While they're
use
looking.
My,
okay, good.
You know exactly what the name. I can use Norma's.
Alternative school pilots. The world languages we lumped in there too.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're all things that you mm-hmm. see on the table, but we just called it that title.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we didn't give that a title,
mm-hmm.
but we did provide some best practice money. And again, at the outset, as we had, talked about, just trying to meet our obligations right now that we have to try to settle in with the existing academic standards, being very cautious before we add anything new or restrict in electives, and trying to fund adequately what's needed right now. So to the extent there's anything new, we first ask, to what extent aren't we meeting the existing obligation? Mm-hmm. But a lot of good ideas and some items that we share that can be more effectively addressed if we have enough money.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And at the same time, it'd be nice if next year, if we can, you know, if we form some of these subcommittees, if we could meet even next year. Just a thought, you know, especially in this area with the standards, it'd be interesting to visit where probably what other states are doing and where we're behind on, and probably to look at them again.
I think that's a good idea. And, you know, we talked about there's the Laura Broad's amendment that's in the House bill, which says that charter school students should be allowed to play. And, you know, you heard that some of that discussion with Senator Salzman and myself a couple days ago. And, you know, if we, you know, we could just talk about the big topic of how to have all kids be physically fit and getting FIAD or extracurricular activities where they would have lifelong habits. You know, it could be a, maybe a bigger discussion if we end up deciding not to do the FIAD standard. You know, we could make sure, though, that we address the topic.
It's an important topic.
Right. Yeah, I think we all agree on that.
Yeah.
And how to do it with the time in the day and, you know, is the conundrum.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's what we needed to do, I believe, for framing these issues further and many areas of agreement. And I guess for follow-up, we'll be in touch.
Right. We'll follow up talking softball in these days, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm coming to this group. It's shorter than the other ones.
Yeah.
Thank you.